Stephanie, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing very well. We are trying to help you get the word out about the Lansing Food Drop. For folks who haven't heard yet, what is the Lansing Food Drop?
The Lansing Food Drop is basically an initiative to put love in action, to be relative in our community, and to attempt to address a portion of the food issue in our community by delivering over 2,700 boxes in one day. So we'll be feeding anywhere from 10,000 to 12,000 people in one day.
Okay, when is the event? Give us the details.
The event happens next Saturday, February 26th at 11 a.m. We advise people to arrive early, anywhere as early as 10 a.m. even, and to partner up with another adult so you're able to deliver your box in two adult teams.
And it's more than just picking up a box and dropping it off. There's a celebration prior to us going to work. Talk about that, Stephanie.
Yeah, we're doing a rally, which has a little bit of a church feel to it, not more of a celebratory feel. We talk a little bit about how much money was raised by all the people that participated. We'll be doing a mini devotional time. There'll be some worship, and it'll just be very exciting. There's talk about possibly beach balls and fun and things like that. Anyone that attends and is dismissed from that rally will have an opportunity to choose which community they will serve after that, and then it's kind of set up distribution-wise as a drive-through pickup for the number of boxes, dependent upon the number of people that should participate and show up.
And you're part of an organization of more than 40 churches, aren't you?
That's correct. It's called the Church of Greater Lansing Network.
And that network, during the Christmas Eve time period, collected a lot of money so that they could buy the food and the boxes for all the people that are going to need it.
They sure did. They sure did. And we'll reveal that amount on the day of the rally.
All right. I couldn't switch that up to get you to drop those numbers, could I? You're good stuff.
Yeah, no, that's the big surprise.
Tell us about the boxes. How big are they? What's in them?
Well, this year, because of the economy and the continued decline in need, really, even in the suburban areas, we're seeing this particular season, we have decided to increase the amount of food that we're giving out. So last year we gave out 18-pound boxes of food, and they were sufficient for approximately a week for an individual or family, or a week and a half, depending on how many people are in the family. And this year we're giving out a 31-pound box of food, significantly more substantial than last year's. And our hope is just that it will last a little bit longer, that it will accommodate some of those larger families that were applying for assistance and partnering with us.
And it's a really cool way for Christians and non-Christians to get together to help those who are needy in the Mid-Michigan area community. You get your family together, you go out to Holt High School, you have a bit of a celebration, and then you make it really easy for folks to pick up these boxes, the maps of the homes they're going to go to. It's really cool.
That's right. That's right. It is family friendly. It is a lot of fun. And it's an easy one afternoon serve, so we just welcome anyone to attend and to participate.
All right, and for people who want more information about the food drop, which occurs not this Saturday, but a week from this Saturday, where do they get that info?
They can get that info currently at trinitywired.com, and they can just click on the food drop banner, which will be scanning across. We will be launching churchofgreaterlansing.com website on event day.
All right, and I will see you with some guests here at 7:30 on Monday.
We'll see you then. Thanks, Tony.